Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us on tonight. It's Friday night, and you know what that means, Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. Only tonight, Prophetess Pate will not be leading you in prayer. I will be leading you in prayer. And for those of you that don't know, I'm Prophetess Stacy. I will be leading you in prayer tonight. So if you have a prayer request, you still have time to jump on the phone lines. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. The song I played for tonight's open us up was Darkology by David and Nicole Binion featuring Tasha Cobbs Leonard. Again, the number is 347-426-3782 if you need prayer. I appreciate everybody that's on the phone lines right now. I appreciate everybody that's online, that's on the podcast, that's on iTunes. Thank you so much. But if you need prayer, you need to be on the phone lines. 347-426-3782. With that being said, I'm going to pray and say what the Lord put in my spirit. Then I'm going to come back and open the phone lines and pray with you. To God be the glory.
Tonight, in prayer, I would like to use for a foundation. John chapter 13, verse 21. Just one verse. John chapter 13, verse 21 from the AMPC. After Jesus had said these things, he was troubled, disturbed, agitated in spirit, and said, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, one of you will deliver me up. One of you will be false to me and betray me. I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, one of you will deliver me up. One of you will be false to me and betray me. Have you ever said something and shortly after saying it in your spirit, you just feel troubled? You feel disturbed. You feel agitated. You don't know what's wrong, only that there is definitely something wrong. You don't know what's wrong, only that there is definitely something wrong. This is how Jesus felt just before being betrayed by Judas. This is how Jesus felt just before he was betrayed by Judas. Somebody needs to know that on this Good Friday, prior to him making his way to the cross, Jesus was betrayed by Judas. Just prior to him making his way to the cross, Jesus was betrayed by Judas. Betrayal was just one of the many things Jesus had to go through on his way to the cross. Hear me tonight. Betrayal was just one of the many things that Jesus had to go through on his way to the cross. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you have been betrayed, and it's left you feeling some kind of way, and you don't understand why. Tonight, I'm going to give you the answer, why. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you have been betrayed, and you don't understand why. Their love is because you're really going somewhere in your life. It's because you're really going somewhere in your life. That's why Judas betrayed you. And so you feel troubled. You feel disturbed. You feel agitated in your spirit when the slightest thing is off. When the slightest thing is off, when the slightest thing goes wrong, you feel troubled. You feel disturbed. You feel agitated in your spirit. And it's for you. Yes, you. It's for you that I came to pray tonight. To God be the glory. Prophets pay thank you for this opportunity. Father God, look upon that one that's dealing with so much. It's got them feeling some kind of way. They're troubled by every word someone says, disturbed by the slightest things that happen. They are disturbed by a phone call, either agitated by the person on the phone, etc. Look upon them to protect their spirit from what they can't see yet, but all the signs are there. Signs that there are some things coming, definitely coming. Prepare their heart and mind to respond calmly. Prepare their hearts and mind to respond calmly with wisdom, with whatever the attack is, when it does come. Remind them, Father, that just because a weapon forms that doesn't mean it will prosper. That just because a weapon forms, it will not prosper. That doesn't mean it will prosper. Father, I pray you open their eyes so that they can see and not just feel when something is off among them. Because Judas was among them when Jesus called him out. Using no names, of course, but he still called him out. Unbeknownst to the rest of them, he called him out. Therefore, God, call out the issue without using names. Call out the issue tonight, God, without using names. I ask you to call out the issue and not the person. I ask you to call out the issue and not the person. Therefore, we call out backstabbing. We call out greed. We call out jealousy and manipulation. We call out every spirit associated with betrayal. That's why we call out every spirit associated with betrayal. Remember tonight that Jesus is not the only one with a cross to bear. We as his disciples, we also have a cross. And Father, I pray you help us to bear our individual crosses well. Help us to bear our individual crosses well. And stop depending on others for help so much. Teach us to be one-on-one with you and our feelings. Teach us to be one-on-one with you and our feelings sometimes. Just like Jesus kept his feelings about Judas private from the other disciples. Help us to not pick up the phone before going to the throne to hear what you have to say. Yes, there are many under the sound of my voice feeling just like Jesus did before Judas betrayed him. They're feeling troubled. They're feeling disturbed. They're feeling agitated. And up until tonight, they just thought they were being oversensitive or just crazy. Help them to realize that neither is true. They are still as mentally sharp as ever. Somebody, you're still as mentally sharp as ever. What they're feeling is opposition. What you're feeling is opposition. And opposition always comes according to 1 Corinthians 16 and 9. When a work door has opened up to be done, when there's work to be done, when there's great work to be done, when there's a door for work to be done, when it has opened, that's when opposition comes. Strengthen them so that nothing will distract them from the great work you have for them. Judas will eliminate himself in the end. Just help them to stay focused on the journey, on where they're going. And again, beloved, you're not overly sensitive or imagining things. The change in your attitude lately is just a warning from the Spirit for you to do like Bishop Jace once said, get ready, get ready, get ready. And so don't be afraid. God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but get ready. The victory is already on your side. Therefore, get ready. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I pray amen. With that being said, with that being prayed, is there anybody on the phone line tonight via Blog Talk Radio? And you have a different prayer request unrelated to what we just prayed about, unrelated to what we just prophesied in your ear, and you need another word and you need another prayer prayed for you, then be sure to press 1 on your phone and I'll be glad to pray with you on tonight. I would be glad to pray with you. Just press 1 on your phone. While I'm waiting to see if there's any prayer requests on tonight, may I remind you to join me on Monday night for Prolific Fire by calling the number that many of you call tonight, which is 347-426-3782. For those of you that need the number is 347-426-3782. Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, called Prolific Fire. When the word of the Lord going forth that particular night would be, I've cried my last. Somebody you don't even know, but you've cried your last cry over them, over that, over whatever the situation is, you cried your last cry. That's the word that we'll be going forth on Monday night. So if you don't get your prayer request in tonight for whatever reason, be sure to call back then. After the word, I would be glad to pray with you. With that being said, you know how I do. I'm going to count down. Going once, going twice, going three times. Is there anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio tonight in need of prayer? And your prayer request is unrelated to what has already been prayed and prophesied. If so, press 1 on your phone. And I would be glad to pray with you all tonight. If not, as I always say, there's room for prayer. So get in Monday night, and I will pray with you then. Until then, thank you for joining us on Faith on the Line. I am Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for Prophetess Page. She will be back next week. So tune in and have a blessed night, each and everybody.